Yingluck faces impeachment. House will be asked to query Thaksin's passport. The Democrat Party will launch impeachment proceedings against Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra and Foreign Minister Sirupong Dawitchak Chaigun next week over the return of a passport to ousted Premier Thaksin Shinawatra. Wirat Galiatsiri, leader of the opposition party's legal team, said a petition will be filed with the Senate Speaker for submission to the National Anti-Corruption Commission. He said the party's bid to impeach Ms. Yingluck and Mr. Sirupong and unseat them for abusing their power in reissuing the passport to Thaksin will be signed by 125 Democrat MPs. The move comes after the foreign ministry admitted it issued a passport to Thaksin after he applied for it at the Thai embassy in Abu Dhabi on October 25th. Mr. Wirat said the Democrat Party will also file a separate criminal complaint against Mr. Sirupong for violating Section 157 of the Criminal Code for negligence of duty. He accused the foreign minister of interfering with Department of Special Investigation operations regarding issuing an arrest warrant for Thaksin on terrorism charges. Mr. Wirat said the former prime minister is not eligible to hold a passport on the grounds that he's wanted on terrorism charges and is a convict who is avoiding a jail sentence. Mr. Sirupong yesterday justified the decision to reissue a passport to Thaksin in a House meeting during a fresh interpolation submitted by Democrat MP Ong At Klampaiboon. The foreign minister cited Section 21(2) of the passport regulation, saying the criteria used to withhold a passport for Thaksin were not complete. According to Section 21(2), a ban can be imposed if there's an arrest warrant and police, judicial officials, or administrative officers agree with the ban. He said the foreign ministry wrote to the Supreme Court on August 11th and the police on August 20th in 2008 to seek advice, but nothing was said about the passport ban. Mr. Ong At argued the Supreme Court had made it clear that it was not within its authority to suggest a passport ban, and this power lay with the foreign ministry. The Democrat MP also said that Section 21(3) of the passport regulation states clearly that the ministry has the authority to deny a passport to a person who is not allowed to leave the country. Mr. Sirupong said Thaksin was allowed by the Supreme Court to leave the country to travel to Japan and China. It isn't about a ban on traveling overseas. The court did give him permission to travel temporarily. So the ministry officials could not deny him a passport, he said. Mr. Sirupong and Mr. Ong At also exchanged barbs over Thaksin's right to hold a Thai passport. According to the foreign minister, as a Thai national, Thaksin needs the passport as a means of identification when traveling overseas. But it doesn't take a genius to know whether a convicted person should be given a passport or not. If he has to get a passport, it should be a passport to jail, Mr. Ong At retorted.